The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, so your Rockets are just a step away from the next round. And a lot of other good stuff to get to. And it's draft week. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. We actually had some great weather. Rockets won. Astros won most of their games. Everybody should be happy today.
Not bad.
How was your weekend? Your weekend of getting back into...
It was nice. It was meaty.
Yeah.
And beery.
Cool.
And happy.
Very good.
I know what happiness tastes like.
Mine was pretty calm. I was doing a little work over the weekend, but... And actually...
Always working.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to build the empire.
I know.
But did go out for a little bit yesterday, and... It's pretty funny. Found this soccer bar that I had never heard of. So I texted Glenn Davis about it. He goes, oh, yeah, they advertise on the show. And I look up, there's a big sign, Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis. And
what's it called?
It's called King's Court. And it's a very cool place. So hung out. Because we wandered down to Little Woodrow's and Edo and watched the first half of the Rockets game. And then when we were wandering back, saw the place. Like, hey, this looks cool. Let's go check it out. So they're sponsors of Soccer Matters.
All right.
So. I give them my endorsement if you like soccer. It's pretty cool. They were a bunch of people there watching the Barcelona game yesterday. That's about it. That and Rockets. Dust in the wind for my Leafs. Damn it. They're way ahead of schedule, though. They're like the Astros were in 2015. So hopefully next year, need to go out and sign another defenseman.
Yeah, for sure.
But pretty good for a team that had the worst record in the league last year. I'll take it. So it's a good step in the right direction. But Capitals are going to be tough. Okay, so let's we had two Rockets games.
Yes. Okay, let's just talk the Rockets series as a whole to this point.
Okay.
Because obviously we're talking 3-1. Series is pretty much over.
Yeah. Realistically.
When you've watched these four games, how many of those games did you feel like the Rockets were the better team?
Probably the first two. The first one for sure. The second one probably, but debatable.
Okay.
I don't think they were anywhere close to the best team on Friday night, and they still had a chance to win at the end.
Okay. I'm going to go with one. Game one is the one game where I was like, yeah, the Rockets are just better than these guys. The rest of the series, it's just felt like Oklahoma City's gotten out in front and just found a way to step on their own cranks and give it away. And, I mean, that's what bad teams do. And Oklahoma City's not a good team. And I said from the beginning, like, I didn't see a scenario where the Rockets could lose this series because the Rockets are just better than these guys. But it sure seems like they're trying to make this more interesting than it should be. And...
Well, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is if James Harden could nail a three at the end of the game Friday, the series is over. We're talking about a sweep.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the one game I looked at and thought they have no business even being in this at the end.
But it's also, you could also look the other way. They could have easily lost game two and been down 2-1.
Yeah, see, I didn't remember game two that way. I remembered them taking control of that with a 10-0 run with about 2 minutes left and looking like
I remember Russ Westbrook shooting them out of that game in game two, a game that they dominated for 3.5 quarters.
I wouldn't say they dominated, but they were the better team for 3.5 quarters, maybe. But the Rockets hung around and did what they needed to do. But I saw that game a little differently than you did. The ones in OKC, honestly, I think And now that Harden allegedly has an ankle injury, I guess that's part of the problem. I thought that I didn't – even going back and watching that game a second time yesterday, I can't figure out how they won it. I really can't. It just – that's the one to answer your question. That and game three, Oklahoma City looked like a better team than the Rockets.
Down the stretch even last night, or I guess yesterday afternoon, but – like the very end when Eric Gordon, you know, like, so Steven Adams first misses, or he makes a free throw. Then he walks away from the line, walks back and says something to Russell Westbrook, which clearly was, I'm about to miss this free throw. Right. Be ready to shoot.
Right.
And it's very difficult to miss a free throw where the rebound comes right back to you.
Yeah.
It seems easy in theory. That's not easy.
No.
Steven Adams shot that ball perfectly where it bounced right back to him. He kicked it out to Russ. Russ buries a shot, and it's like, oh, man, it's happening. And then Eric Gordon, I mean, tries to give the ball away, basically, is what it boiled. Like, yeah. First, Russ saved the ball, and it didn't go. It went to a Rocket. I mean, he saved the ball out of bounds, and nobody on his team was paying attention, and it goes back to the Rockets. But then Eric Gordon tried to give the ball away. And somehow the Thunder just didn't take it, and they end up winning the game. I mean, it was miraculous. And you can look at that game yesterday and say, the Rockets played. I mean, that's one of the worst performances you could get from that team. I mean, there was one player on the team that I would have said had an efficient offensive day, and it was Nene. Of all people.
No, he was a little more than efficient. He was perfect.
He was great. Yeah,
28 points.
But if I told you at the beginning of the game, Nene is going to be your best player on offense today, what would you have said? Like, you would have said, oh, crap.
Yeah, you're losing
by
20.
We're in trouble. Because James Harden played like garbage. Pat Beverly played like garbage. I mean, there was Lou Williams was not good offensively. No one was good offensively except him. And that just seems like a recipe for a loss. And somehow they won it. So I guess it depends on if you're a half glass full or half glass empty kind of guy. I think the Rockets have won games in this series that they have no business winning. And they're still up 3-1. And it's at the end of the day, it's probably going to be 4-1. And it's going to, on paper, it'll say this was a relatively easy series.
I'll go with they won one game they had no business winning. I disagree with you on the second game, but
all right.
And they almost won another game that they had no business winning.
They could have easily won. Yeah. This could have easily been a sweep. And game three and four, I mean, those you can't even debate who the better team was.
Yeah.
And like I said, game three, that you whatever you think about the last 5 minutes of the game, and the Rockets were able to be close enough to make that happen. I still think if Russ Westbrook plays decent basketball, that they win that game, but he just turned into a pumpkin. I don't know what happens to him. But and the other thing, the fouling Roberson, which of course when Dwight Howard's on your team, no one likes that strategy,
right? And then everybody loves it.
Yesterday everyone loves it, and I'm a big believer in, if the rule is there, take advantage of it. You know, I don't fault the Rockets for doing it. I never cried for the Rockets when teams did it to Dwight, because that's the rules. But you could see Billy Donovan's frustration, because he knew how valuable Roberson was on the defensive end. And you could tell it was paining him. It was like, do I pull this guy out of the game and take a chance of letting James Harden beat me? Or do I leave him in, feel pretty good that James Harden's not going to be the guy who beats me because Roberson's got his number today, and expect this guy to make a couple free throws at some point? And I don't know if he made the right choice. I don't know if he stuck with him too long, but I mean, that's good. That's good strategy. Good strategic planning by the Rockets to pull that off.
And the thing is, it so got in his head too. You could tell when he'd go to the free throw line, a lot of them weren't even close. And yeah, you know, I'm not a fan of that, but if it works, it works. And
these are the rules.
Teams did it to the Rockets, and I don't blame them at all. Now, I questioned a little bit some of the guys he was having foul him. I mean, Trevor Ariza doesn't need to be giving fouls away, but you know, I didn't mind it, and it certainly worked. Helped get him back in the game. So, I got to give him credit because part of winning in the playoffs is when you're not at your best, you got to find a way to win. They managed to do that, and I think you're right. I think the series goes five games, and it looks good in the paper when you see Rockets win 4-1.
Yes,
but man, they're going to have to raise their game if they're going to beat the Spurs, who I still think will beat the Grizzlies.
I do too, and the Spurs. You know, the series is actually more competitive than I thought it would be. The Grizzlies have showed up. Especially, I really didn't think it would be competitive once they said Tony Allen wasn't going to play at all this series. I said, they don't have a chance. But they're fighting. But
they're battling.
They're battling. They're out there battling. But the Rockets can't play like this and beat the Spurs.
No.
They've got to be better. Lamont says, from what I'm hearing, the Rockets have not played their best game, and they're still winning. And that is the half glass full. That's absolutely the case. They've not played their best game. And they've got a 3-1 lead, so that's a positive thing.
Because even in the game one blowout, they didn't shoot threes very well.
No,
that's a good sign because, you will need to play better. I'd like to see them actually play better, especially the way they finished the season. They didn't really, they weren't as strong late in the year as they were early. And I'd like to see them put one of those games together that makes me think, yeah, if they play like that against the Spurs, they got a chance. I have not seen that yet. That's what I'd like to see.
That's what you hope to see maybe in a game five when, everything seems to be in their favor. They can play a little bit of relaxed ball. They'll be at home. They've got a lot of things going for them. But, I mean, there's also the other side of that the Thunder have their backs against the wall, and they've got to make something happen. So, but either way, it's, the real takeaway is the Rockets are up 3-1. They played like trash. But they're up 3-1, and if you can get through the first round, we kind of said this at the beginning of the playoffs. The first round, and the Cavs are another good example of that. Yep. The Cavs haven't played great.
No, and they swept their series, and they still did not play well.
They did not. They can't possibly feel good about any of the games they played. Even the game where LeBron was basically Superman down the stretch, because if LeBron hadn't been Superman, they would have lost that one. But at the end of the day, they won 4-0. I think that this first round, the top four seeds on each side, not all the top four seeds on each side, but for the most part, there were defined favorites to the point where even if the favorites didn't play their best, it wasn't going to matter. Yeah. And I think that's what you're seeing in this series.
Yeah, and again, you don't want to be playing your best yet, but you want to start getting there. And that's the thing that would concern me. And Harden's got to be better than he was yesterday. That's and if it was his ankle affecting him, that's the kind of thing that can turn a series in a hurry if he's not 100%.
Yep.
And 0-for-7 on three-pointers again, and that's just seven turnovers. Those are the kind of numbers.
The turnovers in this whole series have been pretty rough.
And I think that's one of the things that kind of drives me nuts about this team. It's not just that they turn the ball over. They turn the ball over in positions that give the other teams easy baskets. They've done that all year. They did it less this year than they did last year, but some of Harden's passes, some of his turnovers in particular, they lead to easy opportunities the other way. And that's something that I just don't think is going to get cleaned up because they haven't cleaned it up all year. But on the other hand, 3-1 is 3-1. And they've been the better team in the fourth quarter in most of these games, and that's how you win playoff games.
Yep.
All right, guys. Maybe we should send them some flowers and let them know after game five that we love them, because that's what you can do with Pro Flowers. And I do this all the time. I forget birthdays. I forget anniversaries. And I feel stupid later. Well, Pro Flowers finally has us covered. For people like me who forget stuff, their brand-new Pro Gifter service is perfect. It's the easiest fail-proof way. You're not going to forget an event. You're going to look awesome all year. You're going to look like you planned all this out. And the Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses or the same up to a year in advance. And if you procrastinate or forget that anniversary or birthday, hey, this is for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99.
Yeah, that's $70 in savings right off the top, and you're going to look like you put a lot of thought into this. Pro Flowers buys directly from the best growers, so you're getting the freshest flowers, backed by a 7-day guarantee or your money back. And all flowers from Pro Flowers pass a 7-point quality check before they're shipped, so they're going to look good. you can think of occasions that you need to send flowers for right now. Lock it in. Go to proflowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage, pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. You don't have to think about it anymore for the rest of the year. That's ProFlowers, proflowers.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy. Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. It's a Monday. Hope everybody's in a good mood. Mont wants to know if we're doing a draft show. We'll be doing a show Thursday, but we're out. Or what time are we out for that, John? Because we'll have the draft on the station.
6 o'clock.
So
six
are we o'clock. In studio?
That's still TBD.
Yeah, we might be out Thursday.
I was going to say, we've never done a studio draft show, which I'm not opposed to, mind you, as you know. But that'd be a first for us.
But Friday, we are at Saloon Door, and I think we're also off at 6. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
Okay.
For draft.
For draft. Yeah, we'll have the NFL draft here, and you'll want our coverage because it's ESPN coverage, and it's the absolute best. So you don't want to be listening to those local guys on their draft.
We're also really good.
Are we?
I don't know.
I think you are. I think John is. This is Alfred Blue's story that just came across. Alfred Blue's car found in Louisiana swamp, running back not present during crash. Now, says they discovered a car belonging to Alfred Blue in a swamp area alongside the highway.
Reported stolen?
No. Law enforcement confirmed Blue is the owner of the Chevrolet Camaro, but that he wasn't driving the vehicle at the time of the single car accident, nor was he at the scene. So either he loaned it to someone, or that's the classic, whoops, I crashed my car when I was drunk. Let me get the hell out of here. I didn't have it.
That's kind of my guess.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that's just a guess.
It's just a guess. It's not a report.
An accusation. We're not reporters.
Right. We're not reporting. But interesting. Astros had a couple pretty good wins too.
They did.
Man, I have to say this though. And I dog Astros fans for not going to weekday games. Did you see how few people were in that stadium in Tampa on the weekend?
None.
I mean, it was ugly. That's just 979 says side piece car. That could be it.
Is he married?
I don't know. But he's probably got, if he's not married, he's probably got a girlfriend and a side piece. I mean, that's common. That's nothing wrong with that. 419 wants to know, where can I find your interview of DJ Swearinger? I remember you talking about how bad it was and wanted to hear it. Actually, it wasn't an interview.
We did a show with him.
Yeah, several shows.
A weekly show.
Yeah.
What year was that? 2014? Or 13.
Well, because last year was Quentin, and the year before we didn't have one, right?
Right, and the year before that was Danielle? No, the year before that was DJ.
Yeah, DJ. Danielle was before.
Yeah. So it would have been 2014 season. That was rough, man.
Mike P. says, I think Harold should have gotten some of Anderson's minutes in this series.
Somebody should
have. Ryan Anderson has not been good. And you can shoot all the three-pointers you want after a game. It's his entire game right now is kind of a mess, but and Capella hasn't looked good either. But the good news is, I think Nene has. That's you can play him more minutes in the playoffs now. If he's going to play like anywhere near like he did yesterday, he's been really really. I mean that's the guy who's made.
But the problem is you can't count on that. It does. I mean, it doesn't feel like you can count on that because it. It sort of feels like fool's gold because we haven't gotten that all year.
No, but he's also an older guy who is going to pace himself. And you see it every year. Somebody steps up in the playoffs and starts playing better than they did in the regular season. And maybe he's that guy. And maybe it's just an age thing. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you get a chance to watch many of the other series? I thought your guy LeBron was pretty damn good at the end of yesterday's game.
I watched as much Cavs as I could. I always watch the Warriors when they're on, and I caught the last game of the Spurs and Grizzlies. The one series that I kind of wish I would have seen more of, but I haven't, is the Celtics series. I mean, it looks like they've kind of figured it out and righted the ship.
That's why I bet them at plus 175.
But yeah, I've not gotten to see much of that.
I've been watching some of that Raptor series, which is just there hasn't been a good game in that thing yet. It's just it's been ugly one way or the other. So, but that it's at least it's competitive, at least in terms of, you know, the series being close.
Yeah.
But the games have not been very appealing. And really the Rockets Thunder, the last three games have all been interesting at the end and competitive. So,
well, I think the two series that I thought would be competitive, the Milwaukee Toronto series.
Right.
And the Clippers Jazz series, those two have been competitive. I think that the Celtics series being competitive is surprising. I think the Spurs series being competitive is surprising. But besides that, I mean, we're not.
Yeah.
Nothing's been out of the ordinary, I don't think. I'd be surprised if the Hawks were able to get back in this series with the Wizards. But yeah, it seems like it's been about right.
And so, Rondo being out has made a difference in the Celtics Bulls. I could see that.
Yeah.
And because. Well, when we had RJ on Friday, he talked about what a point difference Rondo made in the spread, which is significant. But I have not watched any of the Utah Clippers series. I did finally get caught up on most of my TV this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
That first Fargo was delightfully bizarre. It was exactly what I expected. And I was actually really impressed with I haven't watched the second one yet, but with the first Leftovers.
Yeah,
that was.
I watched this. I watched that the night that it comes out.
Yeah, well, because I haven't watched last night yet because I went to bed pretty early. But I really, you know, last year I was kind of like, okay, maybe I'll watch it if there's another season, maybe not. But that one brought me back in.
That show, what it does for me is it makes me feel normal, because everyone in that show is so crazy. It's like, can you even imagine being that absurd? And it makes you feel like your life is pretty normal.
There is that. Although it always makes me want to go out and shoot dogs.
Yeah. Well, although that guy's out of the picture.
Yeah. Yeah, his head exploded.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That was from 2 weeks ago, so if you haven't seen it yet, that's
on you.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And we'll kind of start spinning some draft talk here a little bit, and obviously not just with the Texans, but it is interesting to see how all this stuff is getting leaked. Like the Jets are looking at quarterbacks, and it always seems like the last few days you start hearing, this guy may go here, this guy may go here, and you know, this is where the guys start playing the deceit game to try to throw everything off.
I kind of wanted to go through some guys, and I've been looking at a lot of mock drafts because that's what this time of year you do. And I remember I used to do a mock draft every year, like a 7-round mock draft, and it was so much work. And I started to realize it was such a waste of my time because no one cared about my mock draft
exactly.
Except me. And I was like, this is really stupid that I still do this thing.
I think one year, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first years you were here, I think we both did like 7-round mock drafts at
one absurd.
Point.
And
it's silly.
You, how many people do you think actually looked at them?
Well,
probably none.
Just us, but we did them on the air, so people heard them, but how many people really care?
Oh, none. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing that on the air. If we did, then thoughts and prayers. That's an apology for me.
Well, it was. I used to be a lot more into it. I used to find a lot.
I was, too. I used to watch film on all these guys, and I was a deep digger on the draft, but now I'm not as a. I've started to realize that it doesn't matter what I think or where I think guys should go. But I have looked at a few of these drafts, these mock drafts from people who still do them. And I came up with a handful of names of guys that I feel are maybe being a little undervalued and a handful of guys that I think are maybe a little overvalued.
Okay.
And I figured maybe we could check those out at some point in the show today if you want.
Why don't we do that at 5 o'clock?
Okay.
Just let the people know. And I know you don't look at the Facebook page too much, but Carter posted some barbecue on there for you at Southern Star Brewery Cook-Off in honor of you getting back on the meat train.
Man, you know what? And this is not a paid endorsement. I paid for my own meal there. But shout out to Ronnie Killen, because that dude made my whole weekend great.
Yeah.
I it was one of those days where I couldn't decide what I wanted to eat. So I just got some of everything and took home a bunch of leftovers. So there's still beef rib at my house. There's still burn-ins at my house. There's still brisket and turkey and sausage and pork. I had all of it. A little bit of everything.
Nice.
And a lot of stuff. Like, I had a pound and a half of brisket. And they had the burn-ins were on special. And so I had a pound of that. And, everything was so great. So it was good. It was good to be back.
I did a little 5K down here at the West End.
How'd that go?
I was feeling great.
You had a 10K.
No, it was a 5. Okay. The 10 is next
5K
weekend.
Yeah, women,
well,
Fred.
Well, this was a warm up for the next one, but I got a mile in and pulled a muscle in my leg and barely was able to finish.
But so. You did finish.
Yeah, I had to walk some of it though because it was
oh,
brutal.
No.
And I don't even know what muscle it is. It's like inside of my thigh, which I don't think that's your groin. I don't know what that is.
What, are you not hydrating enough? What's going on?
I don't know what happened.
Stretching?
Well, I think I kind of took a – because you know how Westheimer is. There's some potholes and stuff. I think I just kind of took an awkward step.
Okay.
Going into a pothole or something that I didn't really see because I was too busy listening to music and being an idiot.
Okay.
And I think that's what caused it.
All right.
So.
You okay? You back to 100%?
No, I'm about – I'm about 60%.
What'd you do this weekend, Jong?
I watched Get Out.
How was it?
It was pretty good.
Was it as great as everyone says? Is it 100% great?
It was. I wouldn't say it was. Now, if I went in without no expectations, I would have said this was a damn good movie.
Okay.
I would give it a 9 out of 10, but not...
Now it got to where, and who would have thought this could happen, but now it got to where the expectations of that movie are so great.
Yeah.
It's hard to live up to, right?
Yeah, but we kind of called it like a third of the way in.
You figured out what was happening?
Yeah, but it was good, though. It was good. Nice little thriller.
That happens. When I'm smarter than the movie makers.
Yeah.
That pisses me off. I don't like that. All right, guys. I got to tell you about... Did you eat any smoked meats?
No, not this weekend. Mm.
What's the best thing you ate?
The best thing I ate this weekend? Crawfish.
Okay.
What about you? Impo.
Oh, that's a good one.
Went for lunch and after the run and got fajitas.
Wait, you rewarded yourself?
Yes.
Still, even after you didn't, you walked part of the run?
Yeah, I rewarded myself.
It was already planned out, and you didn't want to give up on that, right?
Right, because that's kind of what we do usually after a run is we go to El Tiempo and have some margaritas.
You should have said, you guys have margaritas. I'm going to go home and sulk because I had to walk.
I sulked enough as it was in the car on the way home because I was embarrassed, and I felt like garbage, and I kept telling the wife what a lousy job I'd done, and so
did she have a faster time than you?
Oh, God, yeah. She kicked my butt.
Oh, it's got to be frustrating.
It is. It is. I hate getting beaten by my wife.
If my wife is ever faster than me, I don't know what I'm going to do. Or my kids. That's the other thing.
That's coming.
These days.
Yep.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Dirt Free. Spring pollen and other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through your dirty air ducts, through the foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Spring special. For a limited time, Dirt Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. You get a free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase. The other guys, leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Dirt Free is not doing that. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using soaps or chemicals, and it's still getting clean. Call Dirt Free, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for 30 years now, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's squeeze in a call, and then I want to get to this Russell Westbrook reaction because a lot of people are asking about that. It's got to be a Saints question because it's DJ. What's up, DJ?
Yeah, you already know. You already know. Saints and Niners, man. So, rumor mill going around that AP and the Saints are working on a contract. Should that be something we are excited about, or should we be excited with the running back we already have? Because I'm good with Mark Ingram and how he's come around. First couple of years, not so much. But, you know, last 2 years, he's really improved. So, should we just be, you know, excited and, you know, possibly get a two-headed monster? Or, you know, how should we be looking at that?
I mean, I think if you get the guy, nothing but – it can't be anything but a positive.
Now, especially
I mean,
they're looking at basically $3 million a year, maybe a little more.
Yeah, and if that's all it is, how has no one scooped that up yet?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, that seems very reasonable.
That seems like a really low-risk, high-reward sort of signing that I would think somebody would have made by now.
And, yeah, Ingram played well, but you can never have enough running backs. And it certainly doesn't hurt. It doesn't really make sense to me from a Peterson perspective, because if that's all he's asking for, I would think he'd want to go to someplace where he might actually have a chance to win a Super Bowl. I don't think the Saints are that, but oh well. 713-780-ESPN. So yeah, the Russell Westbrook thing. He went off on a reporter, and do we have that, John? Cool.
Steven, second time in three games, you guys really struggled when Russell went to the bench. You were out there for part of that. What goes on when he goes to the bench? Why is Houston so successful? And do you sense that they sort of get an energy boost just from him going out of the game?
Hold on, Steven. I don't want nobody to try to split us up. We all one team. Regardless, if I go to the bench, if Steven's on the floor, if I'm off the floor, we in this together. Don't split us up. Don't try to split us up. Don't try to make us go against each other. Try to make against Russell and the rest of the guys. Russell against Houston. I don't want to hear that. We in this together. We playing as a team, and that's all that matters. That's it.
Yeah, Russell, I'm not trying to split you up, but twice in three games, you guys have not played well at all when you've gone to the bench.
That's fine.
Trying to figure out what's going on.
Say, Russell, you ain't played well at all. Say Russell and the team haven't played well. Don't say when Russell goes out, the team don't play well. It don't matter. We in this together.
That may be, Russell, but I asked Steven a question. Well, and it's a legitimate
question. Me and you. Next question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question. Next question.
What?
Next question.
No, I think we're going to keep the microphone. I had a question for Steven, and it wasn't answered. And I don't understand. If Steven wants to say, he still hasn't said anything. If he wants to say, I don't want to answer that, fine. But
next question, please.
So,
I always love when media guy does that. It's like, I asked a question. I think I'm going to keep this microphone. I asked a question, and I'm going to get an answer. Like, that's pretty much the answer you're going to get. And especially at that point, do you really think Steven Adams is going to, with Russ sitting right next to him, is going to say anything different?
No.
I mean, give me a break. Just take the L on that and pass the mic.
Joshua asked, do you think Russ was out of line? Also, do you think it was more of a coach question instead of a player question?
That is definitely a coach question.
Yeah, that's a question for the coach. And I think while he tried to phrase it in a way that, you know, where it didn't sound like he was trying to. No, I don't know. Even how he phrased it, it sounded like he was basically trying to get somebody to say, well, without Russell in there, we suck.
Right.
So I understand his reaction, and I don't think he overreacted. And I think he's been pretty consistent about, you know, we're one team, and Russell said that several times. So this one I'm actually going to side with Russell on. And I appreciate that Barry Trammell didn't drop it and he kept trying to go for it. But the truth is, yeah, that's a better question for a coach. Yeah. And at that point, I can understand why Russell reacted the way he did. It's kind of, I mean, you're all but saying, hey, these guys suck when you're not out there. And, you know, and you're right. Steven Adams is not going to – I mean, what is he going to say at that point?
He's going to say nothing different. He's going to say – and he said, I want an answer from Steven Adams. Steven Adams, if he were to answer, would just say what Russ said.
A5O said watching Steven just sit there dead quiet was the funniest bleep ever. Yeah, well, and that's – you know, they're well within their rights to do that if you don't like the question. So I'm okay with that. And I don't think he – And some of the way that was characterized made it sound like, you know, Westbrook went off on him.
I don't think that's the case.
No, I thought he was pretty calm.
Yeah.
And you know, he didn't yell. He just, next question.
Yeah, going off on a reporter, that's not what I thought of it as.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I saw a bunch of headlines like that today. Or Russell Westbrook confronts a reporter for a question about Thunder benches, the one on Larry Brown's
board. He basically was like, That's not what we're doing here. That's not a question that
I don't think you can front it.
Entertain,
but
did you see the other one that came out today, the one about Westbrook answering the questions about the Rockets bench laughing at Robertson?
No,
I didn't see that.
So I think the headline that I saw on all these websites was Russell Westbrook speaks out against Rockets laughing at the bench. So I'll play the actual audio for you.
Any?
I didn't see it at all. Probably the guys that don't play, probably over there, the ones laughing, if I had to guess.
So that was it.
Yeah.
So I think they try to make it more than it seemed to be.
I didn't notice the laughing either.
Yeah.
No, like during the games. Like when Robertson was the
shooting free
throws.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't notice it watching the game. I didn't notice that I didn't notice if they were laughing. I didn't jump to the conclusion that they were laughing at Robertson.
Oh yeah, that's what they were laughing at.
Oh okay. Mm. Well, who was it?
Harold, and I think one was Sam Decker, and I forget who the other one was.
So he's right then.
The ones
that don't play. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's real funny. I always feel sorry for guys like that just suck at free throws and get put in that situation. I mean, it's their own fault for sucking at free throws, but I always just feel bad for the guys when they miss a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the competitor in me wants to see him step up and bury him just to say, okay, foul me, bleep you. But.
Maybe I'm wrong, but isn't Montrezl Harrell like a 50-something percent free throw shooter in his career? Is he really anybody to be laughing at that? That seems like one of those times where I'd be quiet.
Yeah.
Or Montrezl Harrell, because you ain't making a ton of free throws either, bro.
And plus, you're not even good enough for them to use you in that situation.
Yeah.
I'd like to be good enough to be somebody that they want to foul.
Yeah. That they have a hard time taking off the floor, even though he's missing his foul shots.
63%.
Okay. For his career?
No, that is his for his career. He is 60%, 59.9.
Okay,
under 60. Let's keep it accurate.
So he's sub 60%.
Yeah.
If you're a sub 60% free throw shooter, you can't laugh at anyone's free throw shooting. That's NBA rules 101.
Disco talking about the OKC reporter. What did he expect with that question? The best player on your team sits and you suck. Thoughts? Yeah, it's kind of what it was. All right. Hey, did you guys have an accident this weekend at Houston? You probably did. Somebody out there did. Car accident, truck accident, workplace accident, slip and fall, 18-wheeler accident, or maybe have an overtime claim, and you don't know whether or not you need a lawyer? Well, guess what? Give my friends at Mestoacre and Straub a call, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you if they can help you. They'll tell you if they can't. And if you need some kind of legal advice that they can't do, they'll put you in the right place. And they're committed to your success. If you've been injured, it's tough, man, to focus on your medical treatment and you're dealing with all these insurance forms and questions. Well, my guy Dave and his staff, you're going to have a specialized attorney who's going to deal with the insurance company so you could go on recovering. And, hey, those insurance companies, they've got lawyers, so you need a lawyer. And the best part about this is they'll even help find you medical attention if you need it. That's what they do. They're going to be on your side. They are bulldogs. They're going to fight for you. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now, 713-626-8900. Free legal advice, 713-626-8900. And they are going to put your mind at rest. And I'm telling you, Dave and his staff know what they're doing. And he's been in over 200, he's been a litigator for over 200 cases, and he's been in court. He'll get in there and fight for you. And he's fought for me on things, and I could not be happier. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. Go to LawyerDave.com, 713-626-8900, 713-626-8900. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device. The all-new ESPN 97.5. .com. And coming up tonight at 7, the HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas. A couple of texters saying they were fake laughing to try to get in his head, and clearly it worked. I don't think him looking at the bench and seeing guys laugh at him was going to make a difference.
I don't either.
I mean, you could tell in that guy's face when he went to the line how uncomfortable he was. And having a game on the line in the playoffs, I think, is probably going to get in his head a lot more than a couple of scrubs on the end of the bench.
Yeah.
Is there a stat on the box score for number of press questions answered? Maybe Russ was just trying to pad his stats. And I think Lamont said that there's a history between these two, and that's part of it, that they had run-ins in the past. But I don't think I don't think Russell was that out of line. I think it's one of those stories that's kind of gotten legs that isn't really a story.
Yeah.
But and I think I know Barry Trammell from my newspaper days, but I don't remember. It's been a long time. I wouldn't know enough about him to be able to comment on him. But he sounded pretty cranky there, I would say. Did you guys block me or what?
Yes.
Yes, you're blocked. We can't read any of your texts.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. About once a month, I'll go back and unmute all the people I muted to give them a second chance. So, I actually did that last week. So nobody's muted right now. So feel free to troll away. Longhorn Dimitri sent me this story about a Canadian dude getting shorted a dime at Tim Hortons and then going off the deep end. We'll have to check out the video.
Eesh.
That's a dime? And that's a Canadian dime. That's only like 6 cents right now. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. But I think the one thing about this series that I would take away is if you're the Rockets, you want to get it knocked out in five, and you want to hope the Grizzlies keep grinding away on the Spurs, because that's the one thing that I was saying before the series. Playing the Grizzlies can, you know, they can wear you down. And the Spurs are going to win that series. They easily could have gotten game four. But you want that series to go as long as it can, because playing the Grizzlies is a tough physical series.
Even without Tony Allen.
Yeah.
It's proven to be tough.
409S, what's the Chinese restaurant you're always plugging in? I'm going to the Astros game on Sunday and would like to check it out. China Garden. It's right next to Toyota Center.
It's right, the Tundra parking garage is the only thing in between Toyota Center
and China Garden. Yeah, it's right across the street from the parking garage. You can't miss it. And I would say that every show on this station is a big fan of China Garden.
Yep.
281 wants to know thoughts on what NFL team trades down. Yeah, all I'm reading about is how everybody wants to trade down.
That's because I think this is especially teams that want quarterbacks want to trade down. Because no one wants to invest that high of a pick. I've been this way from day one. I think that somebody, and I guess we'll get into it next segment, but there's players at the top of this draft that I think are worth using the number one pick on. It's just not the players that anybody's talking about using the number one pick on.
Yeah.
So, I think Jonathan Allen's a special player. I think that whoever ends up with that dude is gonna feel really lucky that they got him where they did.
Yeah, and man, I see him all over the board, and I'd be surprised if he lasted outside the top 10. But I've seen a couple.
Out of the top 10, that's the crazy. And I don't understand why what's
happened.
I don't know. I don't understand it. And maybe because a lot of it is. People start to get enamored with sacks, and the NFL today is about putting up numbers instead of like what you really want from your lineman is, which is someone who can take up multiple people and allow other people to get the numbers. You know, JJ Watt's like a special exception of a guy who does both those things.
Right.
But like, think about Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's not leading the league in sacks.
No, but
he's still one of the most dominant players because he opens things up. And Dominican Sue, same thing.
Yeah.
He makes it easier for everybody else on the line because one person isn't going to be able to stop him by himself. I think that's what Jonathan Allen is, and no one seems to have much respect for that.
Well, he'll be one of those guys we're talking about in a year. It's like, how did that guy go ninth?
If he goes ninth, I hope he makes it to 10th because that's where Buffalo picks, but... If that happens, that's insane to me.
Louis says, my brother invited me to an Astros game, but I don't want to hear the Ric Flair crap. What do I do? Here's what I've decided to do for the next Astros game. I'm going to take some headphones, and when they start the wooing, I'll just plug in my headphones and listen to music.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to do. That or I'll walk off and get a beer.
Oh, speaking of the draft, Myles Garrett projected to go number one.
Yep.
Guess who he blew off last week? Mr. Salisbury.
Really?
Yeah, Sean went off last week on the local station.
Off? What do you mean?
Like, he was supposed to do the TV show, and
he no-showed.
Didn't even say he was too busy to come on. He just no-showed. So Sean went off.
And he had agreed to do it?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
that's twice in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Ouch.
Well, I can understand the guy being too busy, but you shouldn't be too busy to shoot a text and say, hey, I can't make it.
Yeah, or have an agent who does things right. Like that.
All right.
Even my agent would shoot a text.
We are going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.